AP News. I'm Ed Donahue in Los Angeles.
This is what it is, an accident.
Sheriff Alex Villanueva says the area where Tiger Woods crashed his SUV yesterday has seen its share of crashes in the past, and there was no indication of drug or alcohol use.
That was not a concern at the time, so therefore, obviously no field sobriety test and no DRE drug recognition expert needed to respond to do any further assessment of that.
Tiger Woods suffered severe leg injuries. A Food and Drug Administration analysis finds Johnson & Johnson's one-dose coronavirus vaccine offers strong protection. The AP's Ben Thomas has the story.
The report confirms that overall, the vaccine is about 66% effective at preventing moderate to severe illness from COVID-19. FDA advisory board member Dr. Paul Offit.
You want it to keep you out of the hospital, out of the intensive care unit, and to keep you from dying. And certainly all the vaccines, the Pfizer vaccine, the Moderna vaccine, and the Johnson & Johnson vaccine appear to do exactly that.
Offit adds people shouldn't be dissuaded if the Moderna and Pfizer shots appear more effective in trials.
There's always subtle differences in the way that those trials are done that may make for differences that you see here, but that aren't necessarily relevant once you get into the real world.
The FDA is expected to make a final decision on emergency use of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine within days. Ben Thomas, Washington.
With its long-term facilities for immigrant children nearly full, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says the Biden administration is working to speed the release of children to their relatives in the U.S.
We had to expand and open additional facilities because there was not enough space in the existing facilities. And if we were to abide by COVID protocols.
A former aide who accused New York Governor Andrew Cuomo of sexual harassment offered new details of the allegations, saying Cuomo once kissed her on the lips without consent. The governor has denied he did anything inappropriate. Stocks are in record territory at the close. This is AP News. Home sales remained strong during the pandemic.
Demand for new homes surged 4.3% in the U.S. this January. According to the Commerce Department, the annual adjusted rate, 923,000, is stronger than economists were expecting. Sales of new homes are 19.3% higher than they were last year at this time. Robert Frick, an economist with Navy Federal Credit Union, says sales would have been higher if builders could build faster. The median price of a new home sold in January was $346,400. Persistent demand and low interest rates have pushed prices 5% higher from a year ago, outpacing wage gains. And the cost of labor and materials like lumber is also rising. I'm Jennifer King.
A library at the University of Michigan has reopened after being temporarily closed. Three venomous spiders were found in a basement storage area. The spiders were not in any public spaces. The library was closed as a precaution. Bites by the spiders can cause minor skin irritation or tissue death. Ed Donahue, AP News.